Once again, here on Sunday morning at Robin Hood Radio, it is time for Willie Hallahan and Sporting a Cause. SportingACause.com is the website that Willie runs. And basically, it is a website that posts fundraising events. And those fundraising events are some ways, in weird ways, in very stretched ways sometimes, but they all deal with athletic events and they're all fundraisers. And Willie also has a blog that he posts at that site. Once again, SportingACause.com. And Willie, we welcome you into a Doomsday Sunday today.
That's right, Marshall. Crazy times we're living these days, aren't we?
It's absolutely amazing.
And like the world in general, and my little slice of that sports world, we have similar things going on. This weekend, almost everything was canceled or postponed. The retro dodgeball tournament in Litchfield, it became a very popular thing, lots of fun. That's canceled. That was to benefit the Litchfield Education Foundation. The VFW Bunko tournament here at in Canaan was canceled. Hoops for Hope over at Marist College was a 3-on-3 basketball tournament that would fund the Miles of Hope Breast Cancer Foundation. That's canceled. Shamrock Run over in Kingston was postponed. They vow to hold that later on. That's a big race. That's a 5K where they expect 4,000 people. They had T-shirts made for the first 3,000 people, and this is one of the, it's one thing when all the major league events cancel. You know, there's some deep pockets involved in those organizations, even though there's a lot of heartache in the trickle down. You know, a lot of little people who have part-time jobs at all these events that have been canceled that sell tickets, and there's heartache there for sure. But in these little nonprofits, you know, when an event goes away that they planned on and worked for, and money has been spent for, oftentimes by sponsors. You know, the rule of thumb in a fundraiser around here is you get businesses to sponsor your expenses, those T-shirts, the snacks. Imagine snacks for 4,000 people. That was all bought and paid for ahead of time. But so there's small mom and pop businesses paying that out, and the event doesn't happen. It's shameful on so many levels. Next week, the events that are canceled, there's a third annual benefit scholarship basketball game in Winsted. That's canceled. Next week, on the 21st, the Harlem Wizards are coming to Hoosie. That's been postponed. They'll hopefully be able to rehold that at a different date. A couple of events that are still going on are the Northwest Rod and Gun Club ham shoots. There's one today and then next Sunday. And I've talked to those folks, and they feel that they don't have a big crowd, first of all. It's an outdoor event, and because of the nature of it, the people are spaced a distance apart. There's no bumping up against each other. So I think people have to use reason sometimes. Just because so many events are canceled doesn't mean they all have to be if the circumstances warrant continuing. Another event that's still on is called Walk With Me. It's organized by the Berkshire Medical Center up in Massachusetts. And it involves 2,400 people, but they never get together. The whole notion of it, it's not a fundraiser so much as a fitness awareness program where you register on a certain day, you're given a counter so you can measure your footsteps, and then everybody just walks on their own. And they compare their distances over a six-week period with each other. And so there's no gathering like some events are. And that's where we're at, Marshall. A couple of events still going on. I feel for these people, these causes that put so much effort into and spend money to raise money, very needed dollars for their causes, and they it's just gone away. And one of the things that amazed me over the past few days was the pace, the speed with which things changed. It was almost breathtaking. 4 days ago, the lead story in the Waterbury Republican on the sports page was high school athletes and their parents were protesting the CIAC for stopping the sports state tournament. it was unfair, and these kids had worked so hard, and that was true. But, you know, then the big dominoes start to fall. You know, the Boston Marathon is delayed. The Masters is delayed. March Madness is canceled, and major sports programs went away. All of a sudden, those protests stop. You know, perspective meant that there are bigger issues at work here, and it's breathtaking is the only word I can use to describe what's happened this past week.
I've explained to people, and as a matter of fact, my brother Mark called me last night and started joking a little bit about the virus, right? And I said, Mark, you know, we can't talk about this because there's nothing funny in it to me. I know that. I said, and I can put the reason why. On Thursday at 11 o'clock in the morning, my basic private world and work world crumbled. From 11 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night, we were updating information that was coming to us. On Friday, it started once again around 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, and I finished updating. I had to finally cut it off at 5 o'clock at night. Yesterday, for 5 hours, once again, I had to sit by my computer screen because this is what we do and take all the information in. And this morning, instead of getting in like I normally do on a Sunday, I get in late. I come in on Sunday. Not this morning. I was in at 5 because, once again, we had a whole list of announcements to update and put on. In my 49 full-time years and 50 years totally in broadcasting, I've been through a lot. And I've never, ever seen it like this. I sit here this morning, I was telling Willie, I have a full single-spaced, okay, 20 pages of announcements that are current from today through next week. And that's just through next week. And what I urge people when we post, we've now posted it not only on our homepage. If you have any question about what's going on, you can go to robinhoodradio.com, and we have them on the homepage. We have them at the top of our Facebook page, which is whddrobinhoodradio.com. We've even now recorded them and also listed them and put them on our on-demand page. So people can go to our robinhoodradio.com, and then if they want to just listen to them and not... But Willie, I guess what we both should tell people is if there's an event that's still scheduled, I think it's wise for people to call ahead.
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, and use your own judgment. I mean, I know the authorities are looking to get information out to us to calm us, but to use caution. I understand that. The notion that we are encouraged to fist, elbow, and foot bump now on a one-to-one basis in greeting, I get that. But at the same time, you know, our legislature in Connecticut, anyway, has made it illegal to have a gathering of over 250 people. So does that tell people that it's okay to get together with 249 other people? I think what we have to do is just use our own judgment. I've been out over the weekend. I've gone to restaurants and so forth, and business is down, but people are out too. People make their own choices about how to conduct themselves. Elbow bumping is on the increase, but people are still getting together.
And also, what restaurants and movie theaters are doing is they are not putting, they are separating the where people sit, so they are not close together with other people.
Yeah.
And you know, you just hit on another very important topic: businesses in our tri-state region. I've heard reports that some businesses down almost 80%. And what we try to tell people is you have to carry on normally, but carefully. But remember, the businesses that we support around here are all our friends and neighbors and people that live in the community.
Yep.
And would you much rather not buy from them and help them out, even if it's on a limited basis, than ordering something from a big company and you don't know who's packing and who's shipping to you? This is where I say, living in a small community, we can all bend together, help together. Yeah, it's going to be tough on everybody, but if everybody's concerned about everybody else, really, we can support our local businesses, our restaurants, and move forward and get through the next month and a half to 3 months with as little damage as possible.
Oh, absolutely. And I think I trust that we will be the better for it. You know, we're going to go through this unique experience. People are afraid. People don't know what to expect. But ultimately, we will be better for it. closer for it, I think.
All right, Willie. Well, we'll check in with you next week at sportingacause.com, and be safe out there, Willie.
Okay, Marshall, you do the same. Thank you.